I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking that the way Republican lawmakers these days choose targets for new laws, we may not be required to buckle up when we drive or even have seatbelts in our cars. Many of us remember the days when cars did not have seatbelts, but studies of traffic fatalities overwhelmingly revealed that simply strapping in saved lives. Sure, it required adjustments by drivers, some of whom resisted, and finally forced states to enact and enforce laws to make people click it or get a ticket for their own good. But now, overwhelming and reliable information that identifies a way to reduce harm from a particular problem carries no weight. The latest example of this willful disregard for established methods of minimizing a clear and present danger is Florida legislators' intention to block one of the most effective tools local governments say they have to protect water quality in their communities in the face of red tide and blue-green algae outbreaks by banning rainy season restrictions on fertilizer use. A measure quietly tucked into the budget proposal this weekend would prohibit at least 117 local governments from adopting or amending a fertilizer management ordinance during the 2023-24 budget year, requiring them to rely on less restrictive regulations developed by the University of Florida, which are supported by the state's phosphate industry, producers of the fertilizer. For years during the wet season, Miami-Dade, Sarasota, Manatee, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and other counties, as well as dozens of cities throughout Florida, have banned the use of fertilizers containing nitrogen or phosphorus on residential or commercial landscapes during the rainy season in an effort to reduce the nutrients that cause harmful algal blooms and red tide. Although efforts had some positive effect on the environment, they had a negative effect on the bottom line of fertilizer manufacturers, according to Harvey Harper III, a University of Central Florida civil engineer professor and president of the Orlando-based Environmental Research and Design, who used state data to determine that fertilizer use in Florida had been on the decline since 2000 and attributed it to the local ordinances. But that's just the latest example of counterintuitive legislation. Comes on the heels of the elimination of permits to carry a gun, which prevents one method of screening who gets guns, another well-documented method of minimizing gun violence, or, of course, making it illegal for businesses to take common sense measures to protect employees and customers from the next pandemic by banning any mask or vaccination mandates, despite the overwhelming evidence of their effectiveness. I suppose it's only a matter of time before the liquor lobby convinces the brain trust in Tallahassee that the dangers of drunk driving are just some woke ideology that prevents true patriots from being truly free.